Hello and welcome to episode 297 of Sprague and Say Geek. I'm back.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we bring you our movie review of Alita. Oh yeah, that's what we forgot.
What?
Disneyland. I was like, did we watch anything? We didn't.
We did watch people, apparently.
So yeah, we did not have a streaming review this week because we went to Disneyland. We'll talk about that a little bit. We do have some nerd news to bring you. Obviously, the pod question, and then we'll skedaddle out of here.
Yeah.
Alright, so as always, since this movie is in the theaters, we're going to bring you our spoiler-free review. And then a little later, we'll come back with our spoiler-filled review. As always, we only try to tell you what we saw in the trailers, which just show a girl kicking ass.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So we'll kind of give a little bit more than what the trailers give, but still not give away story.
Yeah.
But Alita is a cyborg girl that was created to be a warrior, and then she warrior things.
She kicks ass. A lot of ass.
It's weird that the trailer didn't give away a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of all it gave away was, this is a weird world of people are hodgepodge together.
Yeah.
And you also have real people in it. And you kind of find out why the people are hodgepodge together and why the people are real people and things along those lines. Wow. Seeing this movie made me feel confused and excited.
Just like your little team?
Yeah, like I want to see more Alita stories. So, and it ends with a sequel kind of stinger type thing.
Yeah.
Nothing in the credits. It's just at the end of the movie. So, in theory, we should be getting more Alita. I want to see more, but I also want to see a tighter script and a story that follows a path and doesn't branch out to 15 paths. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing here? That's kind of what you get with Alita a little bit. But it was really enjoyable. The sound is really good. I don't want to say it's beautiful.
It's pretty.
It's shot really well.
Yeah.
Even for an action movie, there aren't a lot of the shaky cam jump fight scenes where you're like, what?
And they give it a good chance for you to actually enjoy the fight scenes that are going on.
Yeah.
Which I enjoy, because that's one of my biggest bitches, usually about fight scenes, and like, let me see the fights go on.
Right.
Because there's usually really beautiful choreography, and there's some really badass shit going on here, and I like it. I like it, and you kind of mentioned it, but yeah, it does stray a bit. Where it ends, it kind of leads more of just, hey, this is what the next movie should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they kind of stick to that, because I think that'll be an awesome movie to see as long as they continue it on, because you had this entire movie to build up this character. And that's essentially all it is just building up who the character is, her finding herself, finding her prominence kind of thing. So the next one, she can just kind of, you know, fly high.
Be a badass.
Mm-hmm. And as someone who's only literally seen scenes from the anime, because it was always around, I just never sat down and watched the entire thing. It was pretty cool. The person that was the person who was the main actress.
Oh, I don't know who played Alita.
But I liked her because she was endearing without being ridiculous, if it makes sense. Like, she had the innocence, but she also played it off as, like, not being an idiot, but being innocent. And I thought she balanced it pretty well of, like, I know we talk about the amnesia thing where you're like, hey, but you can still talk, whatever. But she plays it up saying, oh, she's innocent, but she's like, I'm not an idiot.
Right.
And I like that because I think people confuse the two a lot, but that's kind of what she is. She's really powerful, kind of innocent person. And see her live in that world and kind of discover herself. It was good. It's pretty, like you said, or you don't want to say beautiful, but I thought it was really pretty.
It's pretty, but it's not beautiful.
No.
And I think there's a distinct difference between the two.
It was just fun to watch. There was some times where I got a little worried about it going over Transformers-ish, but it didn't. Like, it still was more, it was still recognizable enough, and when it got too far, it actually pulled back enough to the point where I could find, like, I was like, I'm watching stuff, and I'm not sure what's going on, then all of a sudden it backs off.
But I think the 3D hurt that.
And it probably did, because I would like to see it 2D again, so I could focus on it better.
Yeah, but, and I think throwing, because there's kind of like robot battles. They're not robots, but they're...
Yeah.
during a really fast pace, like, kind of chase scene, and you're like, what? Mm-hmm. But it's quick.
Yeah.
And it doesn't linger too long, so you're like, okay.
But no, I had a good time. I started off a little confused because I kept on asking myself where it was going, which probably is to your points.
I mean, it didn't really go anywhere.
I kind of didn't. It just started a little bit further ahead from where it began, but I had a good time. It was a good ride.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I would sign on for a second one.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for a second one, where this one I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to see this movie. Where I'm like, yeah, I want to see a second one. I want to mm-hmm. see what they do.
I do too.
And I haven't really seen people complaining about Alita. Most of them are like, yeah, go see it, or yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen people like, well, this is trash, which is a good sign.
Yeah, it is good, because it could be good, it could be bad. Some people get super awesome about polarization stuff, but yeah, I'm happy that people aren't super trashy on it.
All right, so we both said go see it. We'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review. Again, we did not see a stream movie this week because we went to Disneyland, but we do have a recommendation from the Hetero Life Mate for this week's stream review. He wants us to watch Won't You Be My Neighbor.
He wants us to cry.
Yeah, which is the Mr. Rogers documentary film. Is it a film or is it a documentary? Like, is it actual Mr. Rogers or somebody playing Mr. Rogers?
Someone playing Mr. Rogers, I believe.
Okay.
But I think, I don't know.
Because wasn't Tom Hanks doing one too?
Was he?
I thought so.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out quick enough.
But that's on HBO Go. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, let us know at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Spragans and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Cren Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us. And if you want to drop a little comment, that's cool too, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and on Stitcher. We'd appreciate it. It helps us go a little bit further.
I mean, yeah, if you do rate us, we'll appear on more algorithms.
That's right. Go algorithms. That's my favorite sports team.
Freaking dumb.
It is really dumb.
But whatever.
But help us conquer the dumb.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. And the first thing we're going to talk about is our trip to Disneyland.
I'm happy. That was random. I'm happy, dude. I it's been 3-4 years for me to go. And for Jackie, it had been easily, not a decade, but it's been close enough.
Wow.
Like, I was so happy to go. And yeah, fucking Disneyland.
is that what you got there?
Yeah.
I was happy to go. It was cold.
Yes, it was. It was
really cold. We got there right when it opened, and it was pretty dead for the first, 2 hours.
Yep.
We walked right in. You guys stopped into Jackie's favorite ride, which was the bathroom. And then
I was like, wait, what?
And then we're waiting at Pirates, and you guys are walking down. And if anybody's been to Disneyland, you know kind of how you go through Fantasy, or not Adventureland.
Yeah.
And at the end, you can see where the Icky Tiki Biki Biki Tiki room. And you can see all the way down to the treehouse, and then it kind of dips down. I was at the very top, and I could see you at the very end, like, straight shot. It was just you, and it was like, okay. We rode Pirates, got off of Pirates, and went through, the alleyway behind New Orleans Square. And there was nobody. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally nobody. There were 6 people. We were the 6 people. It was
awesome.
Weird. And we walked right in, hopped right on Haunted Mansion.
Yep. Oh, you guys did.
Yeah.
We got breakfast at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was nice. Well, and I will say that you guys, I'm so glad you won me over to the idea of the Max Pass thing. Fucking A.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it. It's so simple to just be like, bloop, okay. Yep. And then you're in line somewhere else.
It's every 2 hours, I think, you can do one.
Something like that, yeah.
The next time we go, I would probably set myself a reminder to start fast-passing shit like crazy. But I love that. That was awesome. And be able to see the time. I was like, going to Disneyland in the modern world is kind of cool. Although the fact that I went 3 years ago, this stuff was probably still around, and I just didn't know about it. But yeah.
Well, no, MaxPass wasn't. MaxPass is about a year old.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It hasn't been around that long. Yeah, no, they embraced the apps. The castle's under construction. That was really depressing because they've got these huge banners up in front and behind the castle. So all you see are, there's a banner of Maleficent and there's a banner of the castle.
Yeah.
But it's just, it creates a bottleneck because there's no third way to get into Fantasyland.
Mm-hmm. So everyone has to go all the way around. And then you still have the construction going on with, obviously, Star Wars Land.
Yes.
Oh. That was my... So
we get to the top of Big Thunder, you're like, there it is!
And it's so big. You're like, big.
It's so big!
It's freaking... I actually saw a picture this morning about a... Someone took a high camera view of it all, like, from, like, a drone or something, and it looks ginormous. Like, you can see the Millennium Falcon and all that shit. I'm like, fuck.
Well, it's... I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty positive it's going to be the largest area land in Disneyland.
Dude. But yeah. it does kind of suck, though, because you are going through Disneyland under construction, which...
I mean, it has to happen. They can't close it at any point. Like, it's a year-round thing. It's not a water park or something.
Yeah.
But, so it does suck that it was under construction. I kind of wish that they would cap their numbers a little lower when it's under construction.
Yeah. They won't.
They won't.
They raise their prices.
Yes. They're like, well, don't come. It's a little more expensive. People are like, I've been to Disneyland.
People are still going to come.
But yeah, it was, I mean...
God, I'm trying to think of all the rides we did. I think after that we did, I don't know, I'm trying to think of rides that I still love, and I have to say Big Thunder Mountain and Space Mountain are still my favorite.
I think Big Thunder has popped up to being my favorite.
It is such a fun ride. And it's smooth. It's like, it's not as jerky as, like, the Matterhorn that doesn't give a fuck about you.
No, the Matterhorn, yeah. I got off the Matterhorn, and I was like, I don't think I like the Matterhorn to Sarah. I was like, yeah, it's okay, but I don't think I like it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, I'll ride it.
It's like, not. It's nothing like Space Mountain. Like, I go see Space Mountain, and it still makes me like, oh, that fucking damn ride.
Space Mountain is fun.
I miss Hyperspace Mountain so bad. It's just, Spicer Mountain is so dark without it. Like, Hyperspace actually added a lot more lights and gave it a lot more life. And it still didn't detract from the whole, you didn't know which way it was going one. But, yeah. I was really... What about you? Did you have any, like, really, like, standout moments?
I mean, Big Thunder Railroad was, like, this time around, I was like, I really liked this ride. This is probably, like, the fourth or fifth time I've been on it, but I was like, yeah, I really like this ride. We went during Valentine's weekend, essentially. It was the weekend before Valentine's Day, but they had little couple things. There was a lady who had a postcard that had Eve and Wally on it, and you got to take a picture with the postcard with Eve and Wally.
I didn't see that.
And she wasn't in the bathroom.
What?
She wasn't in the bathroom.
Oh.
Aww.
That was brutal.
I know. It was poor woman. I don't think we did anything different than we've ever done before, but it was just nice to go with people. It's the first time that we've really gone with people. Like, we've gone with her parents, and we went with her friend, Bo, the first time I went to Disneyland. But we hadn't gone with... And Jim and Anya, of course. We hadn't gone with, like, a group larger of people. Group, yeah. And so, like, I'm really excited for the October trip. Especially since Star Wars Land is going to be open.
Dude.
Yeah. That's going to be rough, because...
I wonder if the other
one is going to want to see... kids or see princesses.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like, but Star Wars. But I kind of felt like we got gypped this trip as well. Like, the Davy Jones fog wasn't in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Davy Jones fog, what's that?
There's fog.
Oh yeah, and you go, I was through wondering Davy about Jones. That. So I thought about that. I was wondering if that shit was not there anymore.
I think they might have taken it out. I don't know. But I know when they
tweaked their rides though.
Yeah, they closed it to put it in there, and now they took it out, so I'm not sure what. Buzz Lightyear wasn't on the Buzz Lightyear ride, the animatronic Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, and then Star Tours was kind of lame this time around. Like, our Star Tours is usually Vader or Kylo Ren, and we got Stormtroopers, and I was like, what the fuck is
it? I've had Vader before, I've never had Kylo Ren.
Yeah, we've had both of those, and I feel like they do three planets, and we only did two. We didn't land in it's the Smuggler's Bay? Galaxy's Edge. Galaxy's Edge. I don't want to say Smuggler's Bay. Smuggler's Bay probably would have been a better name for it. Galaxy's Edge, which we had been on the other Star Tours, was really? Landing in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh.
And this time we didn't. Like, it just... they're obviously going through a transition, and I'm wondering what they're going to do with Star Wars stuff in...
I'm really...
Tomorrowland?
Because I'm wondering what they're going to do with Tomorrowland. Like, they can't... Are they going to just take shit out, or...?
I mean... The launch bay is... The launch bay, and then Star Tours are the only Star Wars things left over there.
Yeah.
And maybe they take the launch bay and turn it into a Marvel thing, but, like, Marvel is in California Adventure, so I'm not 100% sure what their plan is. I mean, we'll find out in a few months.
Well, yeah, I just kind of, I am curious to see what they do with Lens, because it's, going through it is, like, how about this, for Adventure, you actually have, like, you know, Indiana Jones, you have, like, Jungle Cruise, you have shit like that, and you also have Big Thunder Mountain, which is right, that's more in Frontierland.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, other than that, Frontier, I'm like, I don't really do, I usually just walk through Frontierland. I don't really do anything there. Fantasyland has all the cartoon stuff.
Yes.
And then you have Toontown, which is so far back there, I always forget to go.
We didn't go this year.
Yeah, I didn't even get to go back there at all.
No, we did not go past, basically Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
We didn't go to It's a Small World. We didn't go to Toontown. We didn't go to, like, we just didn't go to that side. And I was like, well, this kind of sucks, but it happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really fun trip. I had a really good time.
Yeah.
Excited to go again.
I love it. That's a thing that going as Disney wise, like, it's a theme park, but it's a really good experience. Like, I always fucking love it.
It's expensive, but it is a good experience.
Oh, Jackie had too fucking much time. She was trading pins with every fucking person she could.
Yes.
Dude.
I don't know how she... Like, she has tons of pins, and she just left a stack for us. She's like, here, guys, you can have them. And okay. We started Renoa up her pin trading collection, so...
It's just a cute, fun thing to do.
It is. I don't get into it, but it's cute.
Are you, for October, are you planning on doing both California Adventure and Disneyland?
Yeah, we're 3 days.
Okay. So you're going to do, like, one park for each day? And then, like, the last day, I'm not sure if we do Disneyland 2 days?
No, we do Disney twice.
Okay.
That way we can experience all of Star Wars Land?
Because it's a whole... Yeah, that makes sense.
We're hoping, you know, we get to experience all of Star Wars Land in 2 days?
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of Disney, they actually dropped some bombs on us. They dropped the bombs with some animated-ish trailers. One of them animated, one of them not. We got a new trailer for Aladdin where we finally get to see Will Smith, who's blue. Whatever. What's your take on this?
I think you know where I stand when it comes to live-action adaptations.
I mean, we both stand there. Yeah. Like, you're not making it better at all.
You're not even really changing
especially it. If somebody else, like with Jungle Book, can do it better.
Yeah. My thought is that I want them to do something different. I'm like, you can change it, you can adapt it, you can make it more whatever, just don't make it the same fucking thing. I'm still not sold on Will Smith as that, and that makes me sold even less. Just seeing him, I'm like...
I think the problem is Robin Williams, is that people are so connected to Robin Williams' genie that they can't accept Will Smith, basically. And, I don't envy him at all.
No, it's a fucking horrible...
Like, for him to... kind of like Jared Leto stepping into Joker after Heath Ledger of, like, okay, man.
Best of luck.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel here of, like... Okay, man.
I don't hate it. I want it to be something different. And if it's something different, I can appreciate it more. But if it's the same movie, but just live, I'm going to have a lot of troubles with it.
Yeah.
And that's just because it's just, I'm like, why am I watching this again?
Right, when I could watch the animated.
Exactly. I'm like, you're not going to make it any more fantastical.
No, and you're going to do less because the anime, you can do anything in animation world.
Yep.
Where if you do CG stuff, you're like, well...
It's harder to suspend your disbelief.
Yeah, yeah. Animated, you're like, well, sure, anybody can do that because they're animated.
You made me step back a little bit, so I appreciate that, of just, like, thinking about him kind of having to compete against Robin Williams, which is really tough.
Dude, I see all the comments, and I'm like, you guys, did you not expect Aladdin to be blue? Like, what were you expecting from Aladdin? And, you know, some of them were like, oh, I should have just used Robin Williams and...
They can't.
Well, no.
They can't use Robin Williams.
I mean, I guess you could get the permission from his estate.
Yeah, but I'm like...
But like...
That would have been weird.
Did you see how fucking creepy General Moff was?
Yeah.
Or Grand Moff was in Rogue One?
It would have been creepy.
Like, it was off-putting that he was in there.
It would have been odd.
Yes.
It would have been wrong.
And like, it doesn't bother me that they've cast somebody in that role. It's just, why?
The movie in general is what bothers me more than anything.
I think so, yeah.
But it's the same because, and it's not unbased. Like, it's got, we've seen Cinderella, we've seen Beauty and the Beast, we've seen Jungle Book. What else have we seen? I'm not going to put Alice because Alice Maleficent. Is different. Maleficent, which wasn't really... That was more different, so I'd take Maleficent off that because, yes, it was very much the same, but at the same time, it was a lot more different. The other three are just exactly retellings.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, Beauty and the Beast, the only thing they're saying is, like, well, maybe... Oh, my God, LeFlu? What was his name?
LeFlu.
LeFlu.
LeFlu, or, yeah.
Whatever, they're like, maybe he's gay.
And I'm like, no, they were like, he was gay. He was flamboyant. And I'm like, no, he wasn't. He was just flamboyant.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't... I got, like... I think if you looked for it, you're like, yeah.
But I'm like...
But at no point was I like, oh.
But none of that changed the movies really at all. No. I'm like, okay, so... And then we have Aladdin and Lion King, and I'm like, I don't really see any difference. Besides, Lion King's not live action. But yes, that's my take on it.
The remaster?
Yeah. HD remaster. Good God. The other one, though, actually kind of curious about.
You know, I feel really weird going... Huh. This trailer, as opposed to being like, because I've never seen Frozen all the way through.
Really?
I mean, Myrna has watched it.
That's what surprises me. Like,
so I've seen the entire movie, but I've never watched it from front to back.
Okay.
So I know the story, I know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And we've got books that we read at night. So, yeah. Like, I know the story. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, Tangled all the way, man.
Yeah.
And so. When they announced that they're doing the sequel, I'm like, okay, you used to do these, but they went straight to video because it was just how you cashed in more money quickly.
Yeah.
But from what I gather of this trailer, you have Elsa on an island surrounded by crashing waves and storm, it seems like.
Yeah.
So it seems like at some point she gets captured and exiled to an island that she can't escape from. And she's trying to escape from the island. It's pretty much what we see in the entire trailer. And then we get little bits and pieces of Sven riding a reindeer army.
Yeah.
Which I'm all like, that's awesome.
And I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but sure.
You get...
Some little girl?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm guessing like some kind of parody power of like, you know, fall or withering or something like that. Because you also see the Frozen logo. You have it, like, darker at the bottom and, like, lighter at the blue on
wouldn't
top.
Wouldn't a parody be fire? Wouldn't an opposite be fire?
I mean, it could... Well, maybe... Okay.
Unless like, she's an earthbender?
Could be. Who knows? Like, really, though, I was like... I still stick to the fact I would have loved Frozen 1 more... Like, more better. I would have liked it more better. But if, like... It would have been cliche, but having her, like, sister be something like fire or something like that. I'm like, oh, that would have been so bad. But it would have been superhero bullshit.
Yeah, then you only have one person with powers, which, yeah. I mean, obviously we're getting a second person with powers in this one.
Of some sort. It looks cool, though.
Yeah,
I'm
actually interested. I'm kind of surprised they didn't rely on Olaf.
Yeah, he's barely in there.
I don't recall seeing him in the trailer, to be honest.
There's one scene with him in it, I believe.
But he, like, they really go deep in on Olaf. On a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so, for them not to even feature him at all in the trailer was kind of something. But, like, it... Granted, it's a trailer. But it looks darker. And I'm like, I'm interested in you.
Yeah.
Why am I interested in you?
I don't know. That's
I should not be interested
in you. I watched it. I was like, oh, whatever. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to see this. And I'm like, I guess I'm going to see this. we also have gotten a new trailer... For the Lord of the Rings Part 7, which is really weird.
I really want to see this.
So, it's based upon Tolkien.
Yep.
And how he created the Lord of the Rings trilogy at war.
It's a bio... Kind of a biopic, but...
Yeah.
Like, it's... I'm like, I'm curious as all fuck. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, you found a way to make me want the ring again. God damn it.
But, like, the end shot where you see this soldier in his World War One gear.
Yeah.
And he's looking up and you see this smoke cloud. Sauron and then like, was it Sauron is?
Yeah.
It looks like a Balrog in the flame. And I was like, that's a really good shot.
I was like, oh shit. I saw that, the title and I was like, what? And then I saw that trailer is the one we saw in the theater. And I was like, oh shit. I am really curious.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Curious?
I hope it's good. That's all I want is it to be good.
What was the movie that came out? And I was like, please be good. And you're like, please be decent.
Shazam.
Oh God, I hope it's good. I know you want it to be decent.
I want it to be decent. Because his costume throws me off a little bit.
I love that though.
The huge muscles suit. And I was like, but his head is so much smaller than his body.
It's so amazing. It's so freaking weird. And I'm like, oh, please.
All right. We sadly have to report of Bungie and Activision have announced record profits. Record profits in the billions. And because of the record profits, they have laid off 800 people.
It's so fucking insane here. And that's like one.
How?
Whoever decided on their PR person to decide to do these two things so close together was a dumbass.
Well, the profits is public.
Yep.
So that's not really PR, but at the time of like, oh,
but it was on
this is coming out. Yeah.
It was an earnings call when we talked about it, and I'm like, oh Jesus Christ. They're like, we could do so much better. I'm like, fuck, man. And then in that, they also talk about how they're essentially, they're like, we can use this stuff to do better things. But really what they mean is they can do better two things. Because they talked about Call of Duty and Diablo, and that's it. They didn't mention Overwatch, which is insane. But they don't spend as much love on
Overwatch. Overwatch is more popular than Diablo by far.
I would say in mindset, but apparently what they do with it, they ignore it so much. That's why Fortnite and shit are so, like, big.
But Diablo's coming to mobile. Hello?
Yeah. It'll be a game changer.
You have mobile phones, don't you?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Please be excited. And the fact that a few days after this, Ubisoft announced record profits, and they're just like, yeah, we're not letting anybody off. And
I love that meme so much.
PC Gamer, I think, was the website that had written an article, and their headline was, Ubisoft announces record profits, does not lay off.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh my God.
I was like, shots fired.
Yeah, that was brutal. So this is horrible PR for Blizzard and Activision. But like, there's not much you can do. You know, there are people that are like, should we boycott their stuff for this? And it's like, well, if you do that, they're going to lay off more people. They're not going to lay off the people at the top. They're going to lay off the people that work at the bottom.
Yeah, it's like, that's the kind of the weird thing. I mean, there is a history of doing layoffs in the industry because after products end cyclical. Or something like that. But this is a very large one, like a one time, like they said 8% of their staff.
Yeah, they have 10,000.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's insane. But
they also shuttered like Heroes of the Storm.
They also cut back on their
lost Destiny, so they don't need like the support team for Destiny and stuff. So like, some of it makes sense, but I don't know why you do this mass layoff.
Exactly.
If rather you need to lay off, be like, okay, well,
Destiny's gone. In
October, you lay off the Heroes of the Storm team or whatever. And then when you lose Destiny, you wait. So it doesn't look as bad.
The problem that I have with it always is with the mega publishers is that they stick with the things that work. Where Call of Duty is easily one of the most recognizable names when it comes to like game licenses.
It's still, every year, the highest selling game.
Yeah.
Every year.
But that, and then they also have Diablo and World of Warcraft, but they're not doing as much because they don't have to. They can stick with what works, and it continues to work.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually it'll stop, but for the time being, and for what it's been, it's just, I mean, that's my thought, is that nothing can
like, I don't buy the Call of Duty games, but they're immensely popular. Yeah. And I'm like,
I still want to play World War II, and I still want to play Infinite Warfare. I still want to play Infinite Warfare, but
I do want to play World War II. Like, every time it goes on sale, it's like $49.99. Like,
no,
this is like a year and a half ago. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I was like, I'll wait.
Yep. I'm in no hurry. I've got Far Cry 5 to play. And
all I care about is a single player. Speaking of which, they're actually going to bring single player back next game, which is kind of nuts. I figured they were going to stick so hardcore to just the multiplayer thing. I'm
still surprised that Call of Duty is not a service.
I mean, yet.
I'm sure they're going to build to that, but like $60... for Call of Duty service, and every, you know, you can have seasons and you can have leagues and stuff, and then you can be like, oh, hey, here, $20 for a campaign if you want it. You can download it, you have this service, and then you can do microtransactions for skins and shit, and I'm sure you would make...
You're describing Fortnite.
I know.
That's what I'm about to say. That's the crazy thing about it, is like, and they make they make bank. Because they respond to the audience, they actually keep doing stuff, they do their seasons, all that shit. I'm curious if Apex Legends will do the same thing. I still need to try both the games, because I haven't tried either of them. But, yeah, I... At least when you look at Ubisoft, they're doing a ton of different games.
Well...
I mean, a ton of the same games.
Different titled games.
Yes. Ton of the same games. Because
apparently it looks like Watch Dogs 3 is in the works.
Is it really?
Yeah, which is weird, right? I have
not played any of either of...
I own Watch Dogs, and I was like, eh. I haven't played 2. I haven't played 2, but I was like, okay, this isn't... I'm not in love with this game.
They have Division 2 coming out, I'm super
excited. Yeah, well, I'm excited because I'll play it with the boys. And
I'm excited because I'll play the single player. I'll play online, and I'm like, hey guys, you want to play? You're like, no.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
You don't know how to play online. Did your PS4 even have a modem?
It doesn't have a modem. This isn't the PS2, damn it.
They still have modems.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. How do they connect?
They have Ethernet boards.
And they connect. It's still a modem.
It's not a modem.
Speaking of Battle Royale games, Nintendo came out with a Direct that was fucking badass. And it made me want to buy a Switch.
I
watched the highlights and I was like, fuck, I kind of want a Switch right now.
Yeah.
So we knew it was happening, but we finally got the release of 7 and 9 on Switch, Final Fantasy 7 and 9. So if you, for some reason, still haven't picked those up on any other platforms that they're on.
You were mentioning, though, that they reported that 7 and 9 on the Switch is, like, super buggy or something?
Yeah, apparently they're the PC ports, and the PC ports are buggy. And
I thought they were supposed to be the ports that were going to PS4 and stuff, and the ones that are going to Xbox. That's weird.
I'm just reading, because I mean, I bought it on Switch, so, yeah. Like...
I'm not going to buy it again because I already have them both on PS4. Right.
But, I mean, it's one of those things that if you don't and you have a Switch, like, really hop on these games. These are really great games.
And the HD remasters are better.
The fact that you can just run super fast.
Fucking love it.
Like, and you can cheat your way through the game and it doesn't penalize you for it, so you can actually play the game.
And where
you can
trophy just, still, right?
Yeah, you can just load up limit breaks and unlimited health.
Yep.
And just go through the game so you can play the game.
That's literally kind of what I'm doing with
stuff. Or you can grind if you want to and play the game correctly. Yeah, and that's what I do, except for I use the super run, like in 7. Because I'm like, I can't just run super slow. So I just run super fast. I'm like, okay. But other than that, like, I haven't really used the cheat codes on
stuff. I switch them on and off. It depends. Like, okay. But I'm like, whatever. I like it because it's there. Cause I'm like,
yeah, yeah, do it. I'm not going to judge anybody. No. We get our Link's Awakening is getting a remake for the Switch.
I never played the Game Boy Advance, or the Game Boy One. I think I actually had the DX, which is the Game Boy Color remaster.
Apparently, it's a really, really, really good one.
Yeah, it looks... I mean, the remastered stuff, I showed that to Jackie, and she's like, oh, shit. Because she's been wanting to play the older versions, yeah. But she is very biased. She knows, she admits it, that she really wants them to be pretty.
Yeah.
And she saw it, she's like, oh, shit.
I really think... And I know people were kind of angry when games were getting remastered early on.
Yeah.
You know, why is this weird? But sometimes it's hard to go back to those old games.
Yeah.
I mean, I've played 7, like actual 7, PlayStation 7. I'm like, whoa. And the HD port is good. It's still not pretty because it's, you know, a 20-some-odd-year-old game. But I'm just like...
It makes it more approachable.
Makes it more palpable, and the fact that you can, like, fast forward through, but, like, Link's Awakening looks really good.
Yes,
it now, granted, does. They just showed the trailer. They didn't show gameplay. So...
Like, I want to see... I want to play it.
And see I want to see what they do with gameplay, but, like, I'm super interested in this.
Yeah. They also... I mean, God, what else they did? They did a couple of stuff. I love directs, and we were talking about it the other night. I'm like, I want other companies as an Xbox and PlayStation to do these things because it gets me excited about a system. Mm-hmm. And all the stuff they're talking about is shit that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's super ridiculous, like more Platinum games, because Platinum just does their own fucking thing.
Speaking of Platinum, they have a new game.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name
something
of it right
chain,
now.
Something. Fuck. And it looks so freaking weird. Yes. And I'm like, well, it's Platinum.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's just really weird, like... Guns on Boots games. You're like, sure.
Yeah, why not? Go Bayonetta.
Yes, sure.
They also had, like, Super Mario Maker 2, which I never got into the Mario Maker games. I know I don't get into Maker games, but right. I feel like I should, not to make stuff, just to play some of the weird-ass levels they do.
The only Maker game I actually got into was Little Big Planet.
I never really got into it.
The first one was really good. But then again, it's kind of, we were also starving for games at the point that it came out yeah. on PlayStation 3, so maybe it wasn't as good as I thought it was.
Did you see the Yoshi's Woolly, like, crafting world or whatever it is? It totally looks like Little Big Planet with Yoshi. Like, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Which, whatever. Yeah. Steal ideas. Yeah, everybody does it all the time. And then, one that I'm really interested in, and I shouldn't be, the Tetris 99 Battle Royale game.
Oh, I've heard about it.
So fucking weird.
I mean, but it's... Did you ever have a... Do you ever have a 3DS?
No.
I feel like I need... I have a DS and DS Lite somewhere, and I kind of think we need to play Tetris Push.
I mean, I do have a DS, and I've played the two-player competitive
the Tetris. The one where you're pushing back and forth?
Yeah, and, oh, you know, shit. You get your lines, and they pop in over here, and...
Oh, no. Tetris Push is different. See, you can do those ones, which is kind of like the Tetris 99. Tetris Push was literally like you had both screens and you could see each other pushing back and forth. And you're literally pushing on to, like, you know, imagine more like football, essentially. Like, you're trying to make yards and pushing up closer. And as they get there, they get bonuses to push themselves back. It gets fucking nuts.
Weird.
Tetris 99 looks
insane.
And I really want to play. And it's free if you pay the $20 subscription fee for the month, for the year. Which I did.
Which, whatever.
Yeah. I want to play the Nintendo
games. I mean, even if it's $20 for Tetris game, like, that's...
It's a Tetris is a solid game. That's why it's been around for so fucking long.
I still kind of wish that this would go other places, because I would like to play it, and I'm like, can I buy a Switch just for this? And, like, there's some things that are exciting, but are they exciting enough for me? And I'm like, I don't know.
I love our Switch. Like, play the shit out of it. Plus, for... We don't have two PS4s, and we've actually joked about it, and then it's become more than joking. I'm like, I really do want two PS4s, because she's playing games. I'm like, I really want to play two games. I want two PS4s and two fucking TVs next to each other.
Next to each other?
Yeah, dude. So that's why, like...
That'd be so distracting with sound and such for me.
That's why I'd have headphones.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, she wouldn't care.
You could get a Pro.
Yeah. Believe me, I've thought about it. I was like, But then...
But you don't have a 4K TV,
well,
so you'd have to get a 4K TV.
See, my problem would be also is that we'd have to have two TVs, which would really piss me off when I want to watch movies, because you wouldn't have that optimum angle kind of thing, and that would bug the shit out of me. Like, can you imagine having two TVs on the table?
Put them in different rooms.
No, we want to... Like,
or you could... Since you've got that big room in the back, you could make your living room just a sitting room.
Yeah.
And put them back there, so you could have, like, couches back to back. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that shit so much.
You're all like, wait a minute.
I need all the money in the world.
Yeah.
But that's what I said. Like, that's why I like the Switch, is I play it almost exclusively play it in undocked mode. And it's one of us playing in that, one of us playing on the screen, and I fucking love it. But yeah. I love what Nintendo does, and they know their audience really well.
They do, and this... But the thing is, this for me, as I haven't been a Nintendo fan for... Fuck. What was Super Nintendo? 92, 93?
Jesus, yeah.
So, like, I haven't been a Nintendo fan really since 92, 93. I haven't bought a Nintendo system since GameCube.
Holy shit.
Except for, I think I bought a DS after that, but, like, I don't know if I really count that, but we
can. You didn't buy a Wii, you didn't buy a Wii U.
Right.
See, I bought a Wii, Jackie had a Wii U. The last time I felt this, like... Awesome. I felt this good about owning a Nintendo system was my DS. Because when the DS... I had the DS Lite, and I fucking loved the shit out of that game.
My DS has Tactics and Chrono Trigger. And those are the only games I've ever played for it.
It had
Advanced Wars. Which were games that were out before the DS. So, like...
Mine had Advanced Wars, and there's a game I need to go play, because it's basically Advanced Wars, but not... Because they'll never apparently spend time on it. It's called Wargroove. It's a tactic-based system, but with, like, cute, like, you know, people killing each other and stuff. Sounds fun.
Interesting. So we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, because we're talking about video games. And it was brought to you by me, and I wanted to know, what game on your backlog do you want to complete this year the most? We got an answer from Mando, and he went with Shadow of Mordor, which...
It's a good
Shadow
one.
Of War, but...
I still haven't even played those games.
They're really solid.
I keep waiting, and it's like...
Dude, the sequel, which I think it's Shadow of Mordor, which was the sequel. I can never really fully remember, but
Shadow of War, I think it is.
Yeah, but yeah. Mordor. Yeah. Was like $17.99 at Best Buy, the entire package.
Is that like both games together?
No, but all the DLC for like, it and everything. I'd buy that. But yeah, those games are solid. They're really solid.
I watched you play them and they looked great because it was like that and Mad Max was right around the same time. And I remember watching you play on PS4 and I'm like, oh.
Well, yeah, that was the first time when you were all like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Piece of candy. And I beat Mad Max and I love that.
Mad Max is fun.
That has no right to be that much fun.
Yep. Yeah. 100% agree. Manda went with, Tico, we went with Mass Effect. He didn't give a number though.
I think,
or did it say 2 and 3? But like,
well, you were the one who was saying 2 and 3. He just said Mass Effect, I believe.
I don't know if he's played 1. I feel 1 you can really just skip.
You've told me that, and I said no, and I started playing it, and I got bored. Like, honest.
Saren is badass. Saren is a fucking badass villain.
Yeah. And he's only in 1, I'm guessing?
He's only in 1.
Okay.
But especially on PS2, or PS3, sorry, when you play Mass Effect 2, there's a comic at the beginning that goes over everything in Mass Effect 1.
Does it really?
Yes. Oh. So there's no reason. Mass Effect 1 is... it's a chore. Mass Effect 2 is amazing. I love Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 3 is really good.
Would you ever want a remaster of those three?
Yes. What the fuck?
Dumb question, I know.
What the
I couldn't resist. I also remember you cussing at your screen so bad when you're going through the hard modes, and I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? But yes.
But I went through them and got the platinums, because like...
I do want to play them because people talk about them in such reverence, and people are so disappointed about Andromeda, but people talk about the system so reverent-wise, except for, like, the ending with the red or blue lasers thing. I never really got into it, so it doesn't bug me, but obviously...
It doesn't bother me, because...
It's on my list, too.
Yeah. It's a good choice. What is your backlog game?
Mine's Final Fantasy IX. I was talking about it last night.
You played that. Oh, no. That's right.
Okay, so I got it as a Christmas present on PS1, and I was so excited about
2001.
It. Popped it in, watched the intro, and then my mom said we had to get going. Popped it out. That was the last time I put it in my PS1. I got distracted by other things. I can't tell you what else I played, but I never played that. Then, got my PS3, and I was like, all right, cool. Oh, it's on PS1 Classics. Great, cool.
$7.99 or whatever.
Downloaded it, booted it up. Never got past the intro.
Oh,
got my Vita. Oh, I can play this finally on the go. Did not boot it up. Did download it. And then I bought it as the HD version on PS4, and I booted it up, and I haven't got past the intro. I really want to. Everyone talks how much they love this game, and I have never gotten past the fucking opening movie. And oh, I know that's disappointing. Because I love Final Fantasy, but this is the one that when it came out, it lost me because I was so used to 7 and 8. You know, like the it was going the grittier
futuristic. Which is an actual fantasy,
and this was like, in a way, it was a step. It was not. It's I had to look at it as a step back, but really it was more stepping back to the roots wise. And everyone talks so much about the fun like battle systems and shit, and like 8's broken, 7's okay. Apparently 9 people fucking loved and shit, but
again, the only thing I don't like is the limit breaks.
Oh, I don't even know about them. Like I know so little about 9 that it'll be a new.
Your weapons are how you learn skills.
Okay, I remember Terry telling me that about it. Again, I've never played 9. I have it on PS4 with the cheat stuff on it, and I'm gonna beat it this year. I'm just trying to work through the damn Kingdom Hearts games first. But yeah, that's mine. What about you?
I, oddly enough, kind of join TK. I'm going with Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh, okay.
I bought it for like $11.99, played it, and I was like, okay, I'm enjoying this. It feels different from a Mass Effect game where you would go to a world and do stuff, and that world would be complete.
Mm-hmm.
You would never have to go back. Where the first world I went to on Mass Effect, Andromeda, you can't go to an area until you upgrade your suits and
the
stuff.
The Metroidvania feel.
And I'm like, I don't want to come back. Like, I'm here.
Baby, come back.
Yeah, just let me do my shit now. So, I've played it a bit. It's fine so far. I do want to get back into Andromeda. I've got, you know, 10 months to beat Andromeda. I think I can do it. We'll see.
Yeah.
I just have to actually do it, but I think that I can actually get to Andromeda if I put my mind to it.
Okay. No, that's a good choice. So, I got a question.
I got answers.
And you don't like, I don't know if you have an answer. You don't like this one.
No, I don't.
So I've been talking a lot about Final Fantasy. We are not, and that'll be great. And that's why I kind of want to do this, because I love torturing you. So Final Fantasy VIII has never been really remastered besides the PC ports, and there's a lot of theories about it. One is they lost the source code, which apparently happens. That's messed up. The other one is that it's a licensing issue because they have a song in it, and they can't re-release it with the song due to licensing issues, which the song is Eyes on Me.
Which makes no
sense. Yeah, to me it makes no sense, but those
because it's a specific song for the game. It's not something they licensed.
But there's also things when you had stuff with, like, what is it? They brought up Burnout, remember? And they were having the licensing issues because they had a bunch of songs on it. Yes. To your point, those were not made for the... Yes. But it's a
similar thing. Same with, like, Crazy Taxi will never actually see the light of day because all those songs are off.
Which is an amazing songs.
Yeah.
But, so my thought is... Let's assume it's Eyes on Me. So what song would you replace for Final Fantasy VIII for Eyes on Me? Any song.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be...
Final Fantasy song. No, it's just any song that you think should fit. If you want to be funny, go for it too. But, like, I'm curious to see what you think could be a genuine replacement for it.
Okay. Send your answers to BattenHammer@gmail.com, BattenHammer on Twitter, Sprinkles of Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Taru Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis. And again, please drop us a little bit of love on SoundCloud, on iTunes, or Stitcher. We do post the podcast. Post the podcast. I think it's 2 weeks
in a row you posted.
Post, sorry. Every Monday morning, I say weird shit all the time, and then I get to listen to myself and I edit it, and it sucks. Just like, so much. I just feel like I'm like, all right, cut there, cut there. But yes, please do like us, love us, and share us. It's always good to hear.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to the spoiler-filled review of Alita Battle Angel. So if you don't want to hang around for that, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 297 of Sprague and Zay Geek. So for Sprague and Zay Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Amber.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get to the spoiler-filled review of Alita Battle Angel. It's based on the manga, which is a cyborg warrior has been found 300 years after the war has ended. There was a war between Earth and Orm, which was the...
It was the basically United Martian Army, basically.
That's what it is. Yeah, Erm, not Orm. Yeah, Erm, yeah. Yep. That's what I was like, what was the O for? Yep. There was an army on Mars. I don't know why. We don't really get that backstory. There were people on Mars. Don't know why. So imagine we colonize Mars, and there was a war between the worlds. We don't
War of the Worlds?
Yeah, we don't really get that information.
I mean, people love that kind of... it does make sense, because people always try to do that, the idea of the further you get away from the whole Mother Earth, quote-unquote, kind of stuff. The more likely you are to, like, battle shit.
Well, you can have your own civilization, and you aren't tied to what is happening on Earth, essentially.
I always bring up Expanse, because you need to watch Expanse.
At some point.
Yeah, they do that, too.
So the doctor finds her, puts her brain in a body. She's a little girl who doesn't remember her past. She can read and speak. But that's okay. Like, I understand.
They give the amnesia a little bit of a kick.
Yeah. They, through circumstance, she kind of starts learning about herself through muscle memory type things, some battles. And then she falls in love, and then the movie ends.
Yep. It ends with a sequel? It ends with a Norton.
Yeah.
Big fat Norton. Yeah. That wasn't in the credits or on my IMDb. Yeah,
that's so weird.
It was so odd.
I don't know why. Like, even on IMDb, why? This is so weird. And I have so many questions, like, how is Nova immortal?
Yeah.
Because he seems to be a human.
Yeah.
So how is he immortal? I liked Alita, but this really felt like an open world video game.
Okay, I can see that.
Where your main quest is something, and then you branch off to 40 different side quests, and none of them really tie into the main quest. Some of them kind of do, some of them are other just like, hey, go pick this flower. And you're like, sure, I'm gonna go pick a flower. And by the time you get to the end of the game, you're like, what? Did I need to get money for Dutch? Like, I don't know what's going on here.
I need my money.
Like, there are so many side quests to this movie that it's hard to tell what, but like, she becomes a hunter warrior, then she joins Motorball. They don't really describe the rules of Motorball at all.
Like, there are no rules kind of idea. Kind of.
But like, no. And then they have to take down Nova because
of a 300-year-old war.
But I guess, but like the war, they're at peace now, essentially, because the war is over. Mm-hmm. They don't build Nova to be a villain. He takes over people and will kill people for the parts for Motorball. Like, it's just so weird and convoluted.
Yeah.
Marshall Ali was okay. I was kind of sad.
He was very muted.
Yeah.
And I love him. He's got a really good personality.
But he was just kind of showed up for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Kind of like Edward Norton did.
Paul Norton. So obviously you haven't seen, I actually haven't seen the anime either.
No.
But I know of it.
I'd be probably fucking lost.
But I'm like, I always remember the anime because literally there's a scene where in the movie they do it too, but they don't show it as graphically, where the dog is literally cut in half and she uses the blood, put the thing on her eyes. She's like, fuck you, bitch.
Right.
No, I think you put it together really well of just saying it does, because I liked it, but going through it, it did feel a little odd to the point where I'm like, hey, you know, I really like it, but I did feel like I was getting distracted. Mm-hmm. And there was so much going on that I did feel like I was like, okay, where are we going? Like, I kept on kind of asking that almost over and over again. And I was like, well, I was curious. I'm like, oh, her past. Ooh, Motorball. Okay, this. And I'm like, ah.
Oh, love story.
Also, the one who got the biggest shaft of them all, the poor nurse who has like one word in the entire fucking movie. I was like, I just want her to be called Smiling Nurse.
I don't know, because she probably got a credit in the movie, though.
Probably.
Edward Norton.
That's right. But I like, the thing that I was worried the first time I saw the trailer was her eyes, because it was super distracting. She's like, what the fuck? Mm. But it just became normal afterwards. I know. Dish plate eyes. But this is the first time I've seen someone try to do the anime eyes, essentially, in real life.
Yeah.
And it actually was not bad. It was a little off-putting at first, but then you're like, okay, she's different. That makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah, she's created, so she doesn't have to have human features, even though she does have human features.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have to have realistic human features.
There was a scene in this, and if you watch way too many James Cameron movies, you start noticing things. Like, I didn't see a feet scene, which was kind of odd, because usually James Cameron always finds a place to put his feet in movies. That's just his thing. That's what I've heard. I'm like, huh? But there's a point where she's like eating an orange, and you see her face going, It's the same fucking face that Jake Sully does in Avatar when he eats the one lolly fruit. He's like, oh my gosh, so juicy. And I'm like, that's right, go juicy. But it's a really cool world, and it's probably the first and only live-action adaptation to an anime that I actually feel like does a solid job of not completely alienating people. I want to know more about the world. I kind of would like to see a second just to see what the fuck happens.
I mean, it seems like it's going to happen. It did pretty well, but it also was like 10 years in the making. Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want it to turn into an Avatar thing. Like, give me it in 2-3 years. Please don't do any more than that, because people will forget.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you have Robert Rodriguez was the one who directed this, yes. Not Cameron, so he
produced it.
He produced it, yeah, but he's...
It was a probably...
Doing Avatar?
Yeah.
Question?
Like, what is it? Robert, this is also, like, you think about other Robert Rodriguez movies, this is probably the least Robert Rodriguez movie I've seen. Because most of the stuff has a lot of crazy-ass
except flair. For Spy Kids.
No, that was still him, though.
I mean, this one had a lot of crazy flair, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It just didn't seem like it
was... Motorball was crazy as hell.
It was neat. It reminded me a bit of, like...
Rollerball?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of idea. And I think it came... I think the anime came around that same time. I think it was an 80s and 90s anime, I believe. I can't remember anymore. But the action scenes were fun. The fighting scenes were cool. It had the same...
Especially with just fighting all the hunters in the bar.
I loved it so much.
Yeah, I was like, this is cool.
She's like, bitch, please, come on. And I'm like, oh, this is so
And funny. In this one movie, they gave her more backstory than they've given Rey in, too. Anytime I can dig at Rey.
That's all good. And she had a force. She didn't have to use it all
the time. Oh, yeah. She actually lost, which was fun.
Mm-hmm. The whole, like, him turning into a robot thing did feel rushed at the end, though. Like, they're like, I'm going to cut off your head and save you. And I'm like, I'm your robot and you're going to die. Oh.
Yeah. I mean.
I kind of do want to go see
the anime. They did save his life to kill him.
Yeah. Literally, I was like, that was kind of an odd thing. Like, if it would have been around longer for a little while, that
yes.
would have been. But it felt so rushed with him. That was probably one of my biggest complaints.
And then
that.
It's just like. What was it, 3 years later or 3 months later?
And then she's like, now, it was 3 months later.
Was it 3 months later?
Yeah, it was not 3 years. It was 3 months or 6 months or something, but yeah. It's within
months. And then
months.
It's all like, and now we go to more rollerball. But why? So she can get up there. And then she points her sword at Edward Norton.
And I'm like, but why does that mean that she has to go up?
Do you think he's going to allow her to go up if she wins? Like...
I'm very confused. Like, yes. I could probably pick a part of it. Like, I understand, like... Obviously, there was some big, massive war between the two nations, and I'm guessing at this place, the Mars ones are considered the quote-unquote enemies, but they're actually probably good guys, and actually the Earth people led by Nova are pretty much good
bad guys. Yes, but we didn't get
and
that.
And he's essentially, like, stealing human parts to keep rebuilding himself, because that's what he's sending people up there
That's
for.
What I gather, but...
Or whatever the fuck he's doing. But again, he didn't come off as an overall villain.
No.
He just came off as a dude.
As a dude, yeah. Who's...
And I guess
who's in paradise and keeps people in hell.
Yeah.
But okay. It seemed like most of the people were kind of happy.
Well,
they weren't desolate.
It kind of reminded me of Final Fantasy VII with Midgar.
A little bit.
Because you have the whole two plates kind of like idea. Yeah. So, and it's, I don't know. It was cool. I really liked the world. It was pretty. It didn't need to be in, the 3D wasn't terrible, but
it was off-putting.
Yeah. I could have done without it and been happy.
Yes. But seeing the sound, Dolby. God, I cannot. Buttfuck that sound enough.
It is so... Well, because it buttfucks you. Because it vibrates your freaking ass.
Dude, I love that sound so much.
I like how
much.
We didn't even know Mike was there as well, though.
Yeah, the same theater and everything.
But yeah, go if you're going to go see it, go see it in Dolby, man. Dude, that fucking sound. Just don't... If you can avoid 3D, great.
It's not bad.
No, but I mean, you'll save ticket
it's
money.
It's weird. It's just weird. And nothing felt 3D.
No, like when you saw Avatar.
Yeah.
You saw it in the theater, right?
Avatar, I had to see
in
3D.
So you see it in 3D and you're like, holy shit, yes. This movie needs to be in 3D. And then you see this movie and you're like, I was kind of hoping for that feel.
Yep.
And it was just, it plastered on. It didn't have as much of the blurry shit. It just didn't add a lot to it.
No.
And they did the shit that I always hate with 3D where they throw stuff at you in screens. Like, when he does, like, the fingers thing and it's going towards the screen.
Yeah, but they didn't do much of that.
No, but I really don't like that. I think it kind of fucks me a bit more, like, than I want it to.
I mean, that's kind of the way they want to build 3D. Yeah.
But it... Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I was... I enjoyed the movie. It's fun. I'm just... Like, I feel when this comes out on Blu-ray... They need to include something like a short.
Oh, dude, I'd love it. Like, to be history like, of it.
Yeah, here's what and Earth, why they fought, and blah, 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 blah. And this is what's going on.
I would love the show.
And then you're like, oh. And then it would build Nova up as a villain without having to pay him for another movie.
And build him for anticipation, too.
Say it.
No.
God damn it. I'm going to say go see it.
I'm still going to say go see it.
It's not bad.
I had a good time. It is enjoyable.
Yeah.
I want more, if that makes sense. Like, it left me wanting more, and I think your description of a open world RPG thing is way too fucking accurate. I'm like, that's how I feel about Final Fantasy 15.
I mean, yeah, but God, I love it. I really, really like 15 and I want to love it, but they're just like, you don't need a story.
And I'm like, but you're going to give a story. And they're like, we're going to cancel the other parts. You don't need that. And they're like, you sons of
bitches. If you really want a story, you have to go watch this movie and this anime and this anime and then read this. And
I did that too.
Get a little bit of it. I was like,
Before I started playing 15, I did all that shit. Yeah. And then I was like, I'm so lost.
Yeah, you... All right, so we both say go see Alita.
She'll be your battle angel.
As always, you can listen to the podcast on Monday mornings on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and battenhammer@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 297 of Sprague and Say Geek. So for Sprague and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Okay, I gotta pee. I hate my bladder.
Got so excited. I like you're like, it's not in the bathroom. I'm like, dude, hardcore, Jesus.